episode number 1123 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Randy Adams. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is the Team House. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The glamorous Hollywood interpretation of warfare has disappeared, and is being appropriately replaced by a new way of telling the stories of the very warriors and heroes who lived them. Last year, Murphy, a veteran who served in the 2nd Ranger Battalion, launched a streaming show and podcast called Team House. A former Army Ranger and Green Beret, he started journalism, as you might expect, but with a twist. In just a few episodes, you'll realize that the real story behind America's covert operations is often much crazier than the one you see on TV. Murphy and Park market their Team House as a secret ops podcast, engaging their guests in long conversations that range from pulse-beating to hilarious to deeply uncomfortable. In each episode of Team House, they are accompanied by experts you might not often hear about, from certified spooks to veterans of the U.S. Army's Special Operations Command. They often have incredible resources and are often found in extreme circumstances, but the truth is that these people, with their education and expensive equipment, are just human beings. At the end of the day, you should see Team House with a steaming cup of hot cocoa and you'll be back home in no time and ready for a good night's sleep. We have big plans for you and together we are hosting our Team House livestream and podcast, which you can watch on our YouTube page here. We meet episode 20 with a friend who is a former Marine and CIA ops officer and is now writing a Tier 1 series of military thrillers. Many of these writers are on Bob and Jack's own list of Special Forces Team House, and many more. The U.S. Army's Special Forces are made up of men who are in excellent physical condition, capable of improvisation and inventiveness when needed, and trained to be ready to deploy anywhere in the world at any time. I see them as a kind of military version of the U.S. Navy SEALs, but with a lot more firepower and a little less training. Players are all in their early 20s or late 20s and fly in from all over the world to compete and train. Fnatic management decided that the entire team would move into a house to focus on training, streaming and competitions ahead of the release of FIFA 19. Like as Roma, Fnatic is one of the leading European and global sports organizations. Every player had a different way of approaching them, but they all live and play for the same team. Originally launched 2 years ago, the current squad was assembled last year and consists of Insa, who is the only one not living in the house. Also living in this house are team manager Colin, A. Coho, who is from the USA, and coach Enzo, who is from Spain, as well as the other members of the team. Brett Lautenbach, president of NRG Esports, said, "The fact that Washington DC will host two of the top teams in the Overwatch Contenders League for the first time is incredibly exciting and provides a great opportunity to activate events in DC and NRG together. The first game against the NRG team will be on Friday, April 14 at 7 PM Eastern Standard Time at the DC Convention Center. The Contender League season will last 6 weeks, and both Overwatch and Containers teams will wear special tournament jerseys with the DC branding of the event. Players will participate in on-site activations with branded content as listed on the website and in-game events. We are working to create a brand that is aimed at teenagers, both IRL and online, with an emphasis on social media and branding for young people." Team 10 reached mainstream after a KTLA 5 video went viral after Jake's neighbor complained about the shooting at his home. Shortly afterwards, Team 10's COO Nick Crompton announced they were no longer allowed to film in their house, and shortly afterwards a video of Jake and his neighbors outside their house. Murphy is right, of course, but there is one important thing we can take away from this episode of Team House that even Jack might come too close to realize. He said they could face up to 6 months in prison if they film at their home without a filming permit. He may be recognized as Delta 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 legend Georgie Hand IV, and he's a Sandbox News contributor. He is highly educated, has a great sense of humor and the ability to think like a SEAL, even when in the middle of a battle with the enemy. Episode 1123 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Randy Adams. Adios.